the costume room started because my friend Irene Littleton did the Mummers play every year at Mayfest and other times, and I thought it would be fun if she had a place to store the costumes, you know, get them out of her own house. And so we found this spot that was donated, and we were able to just start collecting things. And that's been about 5 years that various people in the community donated their private costume collections, got them out of their houses, and then also helped maintain it. And then people knew that if they needed a quick costume, they could come in to Lee's and then get the key and run to the costume room. So we were always like quickly getting a top hat or something somebody needed, you know.
So the costume room was above Lee's Clothing for about 5 years?
It was close. Yes. It was downtown. Okay. It was close so we could just run and get stuff.
But it was kind of underground in terms of it wasn't advertised that you had costumes. It was just kind of word of mouth around town.
Yes. It was. We used it for different events. People would hear that I might have something, and then they'd come ask me. There's certain people that regularly came and used it, you know, that really like to dress up. Or like for a while there, they had senior dances for senior citizens, and the people from, you know, that were working with them would come over and get all these beautiful old prom dresses and dress up the seniors up at Mountain View Manor. And so different things like that. When I go into that costume room, I think I want to write a costume room story. There's a lot of old outfits from this town that got passed on to us from Vara Wright. She and her husband put on a lot of plays here, and also Penny Ripple, Hubby Ripple. She was another costume person. So it was part of the Mummers. And then we just recently, that space is not available anymore. And so we had to kind of split the sheets. I mean, the Mummers had to get their stuff out and they put it in a different place. And so now it's just kind of me with the rest of the costumes.
Okay. So those costumes would be everything that's not the Mummers, just residents who had costumes and needed a place to store them and that kind of thing?
Yes. And then we put the word out to the people that had put their costumes in there, if they needed to come get any, to come get them. And then we put the rest in storage. Now we're in a temporary spot that's the MDT Studios temporarily lent us a place. And we're looking for a permanent spot. If anybody's got a basement or extra room that they'd like to have it turn into the community costume room.
So what's left after the Mummers took their things? I mean, how many costumes are we talking about and what's in there?
I would say, well, there's 2 big rounders and 7 other fixtures, pretty much packed full of anything you can imagine from 1940s swing coats and into the Golden Girls ages, into lots of sparkly, lots of prom dresses.
Are there wigs?
There's wigs. Yes, there's wigs and sunglasses and clown accessories and all kinds of stuff.
So you need a space, ideally a space that the community could kind of have access to at some point if somebody did need a costume.
Yeah. I would like it to be a community costume room where, I mean, it has been free up till this point. At this point, I'm asking for donations just to be able to help out MDT Studios with their heat. So I think it's actually turning into something else, and I'm not sure if it's going to be another costume room or if I need to disband it.
Okay. You might need to just dissolve yourself of all of it.
Yeah.
Or it could turn into some kind of maybe rental or something that has money attached to it. You just don't know at this point.
Yeah, if it's a room that I need to pay for, then we'll have to get donations. I mean, I realize it's not that pressing of an issue. There's a lot more serious things in life. But I think it's really fun to dress up and for our mental health, too.